Money Plan SOS Podcast, Episode 33. E-Credible is incredible. I'm your host and personal finance architect, Steve Stewart, helping everyday Americans build a house of financial freedom. This is a weird show because we don't teach you how to manage your debt. We teach you how to eliminate it, how to get fired up, and to teach others how to become debt-free. Welcome back to the Money Plan SOS Podcast. You got to tell me, how's your money? How are things going? Have you done what you should be doing? Lay out a plan for your finances. Put it down on paper in something we call a budget. Have you planned for Christmas? Have you planned for renewal on your license plate tags? Have you remembered the birthdays and the other things that are coming up on your calendar that we need to budget for those things and be purposeful with our income, so that we can learn to live on less than we make? That, of course, is the core message that this podcast is all about. This show, we don't get into too much depth on investments and insurance, at least we haven't yet. This core message from this show is to teach us how to live on less than we make, how not to fall for the marketing and the commercialism that's out there. When you need to buy something, you can go out and buy it. It doesn't matter if it has a flashy commercial. It doesn't matter if their marketing campaign is $1 million. If you want something, you save up and you pay for it. It's just that easy. It really is. And to be honorable with our money, to do the right things with our money, means that we're planning those expenses. We're planning those purchases. We're planning to pay for those needs and some of those wants, and saving for those things down the road that we might not be ready to do today, like send a kid to college, but we need to be planning for it and putting money aside for it. So this show is about getting out of debt, because when you've got debt payments, you're paying interest. When you're not paying attention to your money, you're just walking around, you're buying the things as you need them, you think you're doing okay, but you don't do a budget, you don't track your spending, you don't know what's going on. When you don't pay attention, you end up paying interest. So pay attention so you don't pay interest. Pay attention, not interest. Now, there I go. I feel like I'm preaching again. Well, it's the beginning of October. The weather's changing. The amount of time I have to spend mowing the lawn is reduced because I don't have to do it every weekend anymore. Thank goodness. But boy, is this a busy time of year or what? Everything seems to be happening the same day, every weekend. You know, everybody's got something going on the same Saturday of the month, don't they? So we've got lots of stuff to be doing, so it's easy to lose focus and to lose touch and forget about some things. It's just that easy. So hopefully this show brings you back to focus on your money again, to pay off debt, save for emergencies, and regain control of your financial life. Now, you know how earlier I said we don't teach you how to manage your debt. Something that people often ask me when they're talking about getting out of debt is, well, what about my credit? I don't want to hurt my credit. You know, if I get rid of my credit cards, my credit will go down. Well, today is an extra special interview I have with someone who works for a company. He's the CEO for a company that can literally change the credit reporting industry. They have a service that could literally change the credit reporting industry. And I'm so excited about this. It's just amazing that finally somebody's got a service out there that can help somebody like me. I'm not worried about my credit because the FICO score is all based upon reporting figures from financial companies who sell debt. If you look at it, everything that your FICO score is based upon is debt. Well, the only debt my family has is to our home. And we're paying that off. And I'm one that is not going to argue with somebody who wants to take out a reasonable mortgage to buy a home. But anything else is off limits. You've got to pay cash for it. Otherwise, you're going to hurt your finances. So why would I be worried about my FICO score if I'm not planning on buying anything except maybe another home someday and taking out a reasonable mortgage for it. How do I manage my credit score? Well, I'm not going to manage my credit score, but there isn't anything out there to take the place of it. There's no alternative. Well, now there is. That's what this show is about. There is an alternative. It's a service that's available to help you to prove your credit worthiness, even if you're not going to borrow money, because we can use this information for other things that you're going to learn about in this interview that is financially sound. It is good money management. It is good to, you know, check your credit report to see if there's something on there such as identity theft. But you don't have to have a good credit score to do that. There's no reason to have a credit score if you just want to check your credit bureau to make sure that anything that's on there is legitimate. I'm going to teach you, you don't need your score. You don't need your score. If you want to get a decent interest rate, actually a good interest rate on your home mortgage, if you want to use something to help you get a better rate for your insurance, if you're just coming out of college and you want to, you know, get a cell phone and they're looking for your credit history, we've got the solution for you, and it does not include debt. It does not include debt. That's why I'm so excited about this episode. Episode 33, the Money Plan SOS Podcast. And this is an interview with the CEO of a company that can literally change the credit reporting industry. So grab a pen and paper, sit back, relax, and learn.
Any kind of payment that you're making on a regular basis is going to work as a way to help that individual demonstrate that they're credit worthy. We don't use credit information, we use payment information.
On this very special episode of the Money Plan SOS Podcast, I have the pleasure of having the Chief Executive Officer of eCredible, Steve Ely. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on your program today.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. You've got a service that you started working for that I'm really interested in sharing with my listeners. But I want to know a little bit about who you are and how you came to be the CEO of eCredible.com.
Sure. I joined eCredible in January of 2011 after spending 7 years at Equifax, one of the three national credit bureaus that most people know about. And during those 7 years, I had the opportunity to run their direct-to-consumer business for 5 years. That's the business where you as a consumer might go to Equifax.com to buy a credit report or a credit score or credit monitoring, identity theft protection, those kinds of products. I ran that business for 5 years. And during that time, one of the things that frustrated me is that I think most people know that credit bureaus are in business predominantly to serve businesses. That's why they exist. Mm-hmm. They help consumers as a byproduct of that, simply because they're dealing with consumer credit. But the primary reason that they're in business is to help out businesses. And I think one of the challenges I ran into there that was very frustrating was in running the direct-to-consumer business, we had a very limited scope in terms of how we could help consumers. And any time the issue came up when a consumer really needed financial advice or help with their credit file, we weren't allowed to do that. And that was pretty frustrating to me because I knew that that's really what consumers really wanted. If they were struggling with their credit or they had damaged their credit or they're trying to minimize their credit because they want to live debt-free, whatever their issue was, we weren't allowed to help them with that. And so, you know, I wanted to figure out a way to help consumers with that. And eCredible kind of came knocking on my door, and they told me what they had built, and you know, they had not even really gotten it off the ground yet. And I really like the fundamental essence of the service, which is basically helping a consumer prove that they're credit worthy simply by verifying the routine bills they pay every month, as opposed to determining their credit worthiness based upon the amount of debt that they have. And so that was very intriguing to me and an opportunity for me at my stage of my career, having been in business for quite some time now, to make a real impact on people's lives. That really needed something that does not exist in the marketplace today. So that's how I got involved with eCredible. Like I said, I've been here since January of this year. It's an outstanding small company. We're a young company, so we're still at the beginning of building our business here, but we're having a great time here every day doing that.
Now, can you tell me, are there other companies out there doing something similar to what you're doing?
Well, right now we are the only one that we are aware of. And as you know, in the internet space, it's very easy for a potential competitor to come up and replicate your technology. But in our case, that's not what protects us from competitors. Really, what protects us are some of the relationships that we've built. As you know, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll highlight one of them: Churchill Mortgage. We went to Churchill Mortgage. We talked with them at great length about how our product works, what the consumer experience feels like, what the credit report looks like, what the credit rating looks like. Because, again, this is a company that's underwriting mortgages. Churchill Mortgage underwrites about 1,500 loans a year to the tune of $750 million. And they don't take lightly the notion of messing around with credit and understanding somebody's credit worthiness. They have too much at risk there. Yeah. So we really, really enjoyed meeting them and getting to know them, because they gave us a lot of reinforcement that the way that we modeled our report and our rating was indeed a very sound approach to that, and that we had set the bar high enough that it met and frankly exceeded their standards for the problem that we're trying to solve.
It sounds like a great partnership, because there's a couple of things that Churchill does that I haven't seen anybody else do that kind of ties in with what you're doing here. And that's, you know, they've got the ID theft protection, which is something that nobody else offers that I know of.
That's right. They, from a mortgage company, they're probably the only one in the United States that I've seen, and I've looked at, frankly, hundreds of them. So that's a nice benefit that they have. They also, I think the thing that attracted me to Churchill Mortgage was they have been trying to help people qualify for loans using what we call this alternative credit, using alternative credit as a way to qualify for a home for quite some time. And so they already had business processes built around trying to help a consumer get into a mortgage using alternative credit when they didn't have a good FICO score, for example. And so it was a really good fit for us, because we needed somebody that we didn't have to sell them on the value of using alternative credit. They already knew how to do that, and it was just a lot easier for us to just go and work with them.
Now, you mentioned it earlier. Now explain a little more in depth what the difference is between the AMP score that eCredible offers and a FICO score.
Yeah, it's actually pretty straightforward. And before I talk about the score, I should probably talk about credit in general, because that's how the score gets derived.
Sure.
There's really two kinds of credit. There's what's called traditional credit and alternative credit. Traditional credit is the kind of information that the credit bureaus store, so that if you had a mortgage and a car payment and a credit card, all that information would be reported to the credit bureaus on a regular basis, usually about once a month. And then what happens is, over time, you create this history that allows FICO or any other company that has credit scores to look at your history and basically assess your credit worthiness. And that's how they came up with the FICO score, that has a range from a 300 to an 850. In the FICO world, you know, the higher the score, the more creditworthy you are. Well, what that means, though, is that from a creditor's perspective, that means that you have an ability to take on more debt. And so, you know, if you're sitting in the seats of a creditor, like a banker or an auto loan company or a mortgage company, they want to know that if they're going to give you a loan, that you can repay that loan. That's why they're in business. They're not in business to write bad loans. And so in that essence, they're using traditional credit to help them understand your credit worthiness. Mm-hmm. eCredible uses alternative credit. And alternative credit is information that is not reported to the credit bureaus. So it's not credit-based data, it's payment-based data. And so the kind of payments that we look at, that we run through our report and our rating model, are things like your rent and your utilities, insurance premiums, childcare, any kind of payment that you're making on a regular basis, where we can contact the company you're paying and have that information verified, is going to work for eCredible as a way to help that individual demonstrate that they're credit worthy. So that's the difference between traditional credit and alternative credit. So now let me answer your question directly about the difference between the FICO score and the AMP credit rating. AMP stands for All My Payments. So the FICO score was developed a very long time ago. It's been on the market for almost 30 years now. And the FICO score, again, uses credit information. That's the information reported to the credit bureaus to run you through a model to assess your credit worthiness. And that's how they came up with the 300 through the 850 model. The higher the number, the more credit worthy you are with respect to a FICO score. Mm-hmm. The AMP credit rating uses a similar approach. but we don't use credit information. We use payment information. So we would take things like your rent that you pay every month, or your insurance premiums that you pay, or your child care, or your utility bills, or your cell phone bill, or all those kinds of things you just pay for every month. And we would take that payment information and look at it over the course of the last 24 months and create a rating on a scale of A through F that demonstrates how creditworthy you are. So an A is really good and an F is really bad. The reason why we chose a credit rating as opposed to a credit score is that, first of all, we don't have credit information, so I don't want it to look just like a FICO score. That would be a challenge for us from a marketing perspective. Mm-hmm. But a credit rating of A through F is, I think, something that every consumer understands and every business can understand. Anyone that's been to school knows that an A is really good and an F is really bad. And so it doesn't require a lot of educational effort on our part to help somebody understand that you want to aspire to be an A, because if you have an AMP credit rating of an A and you go to Churchill Mortgage to apply for a loan to finance a home purchase, they're going to want to make sure you have an A. As a matter of fact, in the case of Churchill, they'll actually accept a B as well. But nonetheless, an A is certainly going to be better than a B, and a B is better than a C. And so that's the difference, though, between an AMP credit rating and a FICO credit score.
Well, it does sound like it's a more holistic look at somebody's payments that they've made to everything to give somebody a better look at who you are as a financial consumer, to where you could use this to benefit yourself in getting a better mortgage rate. Or I could see a lot of young people probably benefiting from this when they're looking for jobs, people who look at the credit score for job applicants.
Yeah, there's three target markets for us, if you will, three kinds of people we think that we can really, really help. Mm-hmm. The first are young people. It's the 18 to 25-year-olds out there who are just entering the financial mainstream economy. They're trying to buy a car or buy a home or get started. And since they don't have any track record whatsoever of a credit history, they have no way to prove that they're credit worthy. And so for the parents that are listening in today, or even for a young person that's listening in today, I remember when I got out of school, I still had to have my dad, co-sign for an apartment and co-sign for a car. He certainly didn't like doing that. He did it because he was my dad. But that's every parent's dream is when their kid gets out of college is to get them off the payroll as fast as possible. And so there's just no way to do that, though, if your student graduate now doesn't have any kind of payment history, any kind of credit history, so that when they go apply for those kinds of things, they can indeed have them in their own name. So that's one audience that's really important to us. The second audience is the immigrant population. There's a lot of people that come to the United States that come from different countries where they had a perfectly sound, financial rating. And then they come to the United States, and because of the way that our credit system works here, they have no way to prove that they're credit worthy. And so we can help those people as well. Once they get here, once they get established, they don't have to take on debt and a lot of, debt to prove that they're credit worthy. They can still live debt free, but yet we can help them prove that they're credit worthy. So that's the second audience. Then the third audience would be, your listeners, people that have chosen to live debt free, that have, done everything possible to get out of debt. And as you know, once you go down that path, you're going to land up in a place where your FICO score is not going to be very good. And so if you're going to go apply for credit when all they're going to evaluate you on is your FICO score, you're not going to be viewed in a very good light from that potential creditor. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect customer for us, because we can help them prove that they are credit worthy, and they can present that information to the potential creditor who normally would not be able to see this side of that customer.
Well, that's really interesting. I'd never thought about the immigrant population. That's very interesting.
Just one other side point on that. We are not in business to help illegal aliens here. That's not what eCredible is about. And so one of the things that we put into our product is that when you actually ask for your verified credit report, we do require that you have a Social Security number or a ITIN, an International Tax Identification number. That way we eliminate as much as possible people trying to use this service illegally. We don't want to be a party to that, and we certainly don't want to promote that.
Wow, you guys have thought it all through.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about the young population, they can use this type of reporting for getting a new cell phone plan or getting into an apartment. And then people like me, you say, so let me just give you my example. I'm debt-free except for the mortgage. I'm not looking at borrowing anything in the future, but it may be that someday we do grow out of the house. We want to get something different. That's something that my wife and I do have planned. We might take out a reasonable mortgage for that someday. How does eCredible help me?
So you're a perfect customer for us, because when that time comes and you want to go get a small mortgage to buy a vacation home or to relocate or whatever you want to do, you would be in a position, assuming you've been paying your bills on time, and I'm just going to make that assumption, that we would be able to take your bill pay information. You would share that with us. We would have all that information verified for the prior 2 years. We'd run you through our rating model so we can rate you A through F. And now you can take that report and go present it to the potential mortgage broker. Maybe it's Churchill Mortgage. Maybe it's another company that uses alternative credit as a way to assess credit worthiness. There's a very important point to be made here that some people kind of say, well, what creditors use your report? Well, even though Churchill Mortgage is the first to actually endorse our report and our rating, every creditor is required by law to consider anything that you present that helps them assess your credit worthiness when they're using other credit-related information to determine your credit worthiness. So that's not a very well-known law by most consumers. Most consumers have never heard of that law. It's called the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. All the creditors know that law because they are required by law, and all their regulators oversee this aspect of their business to make sure they live up to every letter of the law that's contained in the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. But there's one particular paragraph in there that is a law that was put in place to help consumers so that consumers know that they have the protection of the law when attempting to use anything, any information that proves that they're credit worthy. So you don't have to go in and be afraid that, wow, if I go to eCredible and get an AMP credit report, an AMP credit rating, the creditor is going to look at it and go, well, I can't use this. They are required by law to consider it as part of their underwriting practices. And if they don't accept it, if they don't consider it, rather, there's a $10,000 fine per incident for that creditor to ignore that information. So all consumers have that law at their back, and they just need to know that they can use that whenever they want to.
Wow, that's very interesting. I had not heard of that before. Very, very interesting. Tell me, how, if I sign up for an account here, which I've already signed up, and I'm just starting to enter in my bills, how long does it take to build an accurate AMP rating that could help me in the future?
So it's entirely circumstantial. Let's pick two different ends of the spectrum. Let's pick somebody like you as an example. You know, you've been working on getting out of debt. You're debt-free except for your mortgage. And so chances are pretty good that you're already paying all your bills on time.
Yeah.
You know, you pay your phone bill and your insurance and your electrical bill and your water bill and all these other wonderful bills on time. So it would be very simple for you simply to tell us, okay, here's the four bills I want you to verify on my behalf. Put that information in our system. You would order your verified credit report. We would actually contact those providers of that service that you're doing business with, and again, get the 2 years of prior history from the utility company or the phone company or the insurance company, whatever. We put it in a report. That's verified information now. We are a credit reporting agency, so we legally have the right to collect that information on your behalf and then have the right for you to share that with anyone you want to share it with. That's another big difference between eCredible and a traditional credit bureau. In a traditional credit bureau, as you know, anybody's allowed to pull information on you just about at any time. And they certainly need your permission, but sometimes they do it where you don't really even know they're looking at you. And so we don't do that. The only time we share information is with your express written permission, and you authorize that other potential creditor, like a new insurance company or a mortgage company, to look at your information. In your case, you would probably land up, you know, with an A right away. We wouldn't be in a position to, you know, help you for an extended period of time. You would simply come in, you would get your A, and you'd get your report, and you can go use it. So that's kind of your scenario. You could be done in a week and gone.
Wow.
Now let's pick the college student, because one of the things that we're doing is working with Rachel Cruz, who's Dave Ramsey's daughter, mm-hmm. And Rachel's put together a fantastic program for college students to learn how to live debt free. And one of the things that you can imagine college students deal with is that, you know, they're busy and they're taking a lot of courses. They got a lot on their mind. You know, they're all worried about graduating. And one of the challenges they have is once they've completed that course, you know, how do they really follow through with that? You know, most of them, for most students, once they complete a course, it's a check off and they're off to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that Rachel is going to encourage them to do is to enroll in Ecredible, because what we can help them do is remind them how important it is for them to pay their bills on time, because that is that's a good, sound, financial, positive behavior we would like to train all young people in, so we can help teach them that. The second thing we do is our site contains an extraordinary amount of educational content on how the financial system works. And as a young person, you know, unless your parents are really savvy and really on top of it and really coaching you and guiding you in this regard, you don't get a lot of that kind of good advice from too many places. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be able to coach them and train them and advise them on, here's all the kinds of things you need to be paying attention to, you need to look out for, you need to stay away from credit cards and all those kinds of things that are going to, you know, get you into debt and kind of lock you up. And so those are the kinds of things that we try to teach them on. We try to teach them, just like we would with anybody, that, you know, credit is not totally evil when it's used wisely. Sometimes there's a good reason to use credit. Most of the time there's not, but sometimes there's a good reason to use credit, and we want to make sure that they know what those good times are so they can use it as appropriate.
So it's a real service for a lot of people then.
It really is. There are over 50 million people in the United States today, 50 million adults over the age of 18, who cannot prove that they're creditworthy. And so those are people that when they do go, you know, need to use the financial system to use credit to fund they're starting a small business, or they want to go to a night school and get a loan for that, or they want to get a better apartment, or they want to buy a home, or they need to buy a car because they need transportation to get to work. You know, whatever their situation is, whatever their circumstance is, those 50 million people have no way of proving they're creditworthy. So they get one of two outcomes when they go apply for that thing. Either they pay an onerous rate for the credit or the terms they get extended, or they get turned down entirely. That's usually the two outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so we would like to help those people not fall victim to that kind of thing. I mean, let me pick on people in the military. That's one of our target markets, the 18 to 25-year-olds that join the military. It's probably no secret to you. Something like 80% of all, you know, payday loan outlets are sitting outside of military bases.
Yeah.
Because they just love to prey on young people who they know are getting a paycheck every other week and want to go, you know, spend their money on things they probably shouldn't. But, you know, they're young and serving in the military and have other things we're thinking about. But we think that we can help educate those people on how to build their payment history the right way so they can learn how to use credit wisely when they need to use it, but don't abuse it at all, because that's something that we certainly counsel against.
Well, fantastic. I love the service over just getting a bunch of numbers from, you know, from debt sources. It's a really, really great idea. And this company's been around a little bit longer than just when you jumped on board. How long has it been around?
Yeah, since the summer of 2009, the original founder and the other two co-founders who are still here envisioned the idea back then and decided to raise some money to fund the development of the company and build the company out, build the technology out. And then when I got here, none of the three of them knew the credit industry as intimately as I do. And one of the things that I think I bring to the table was my experience with Equifax. I understand how creditors think, what they're looking for, how they underwrite things, what are the kind of risks that they want to avoid if they're going to enter into a relationship with a consumer. And so those are all things that are important in terms of us building out a product that allows as many consumers as possible to take advantage of it. And again, though, just as importantly, take advantage of the education that we're offering, because we didn't we're all old enough here. I'm not old, but we're old enough here to know that we wanted to come here and make a difference in people's lives, because there are plenty of websites out there that are happy to take your money for providing almost nothing. And we certainly never would want to be put into that category. We wanted to figure out how could we build a product and a service that would actually help people enrich their lives and do it in a way where it made economic sense for them, and just really, you know, gave them a chance to help themselves and their families. So that's really what we're all about.
And you're talking about, just a minute ago, you're talking about the the freezer credit services and the identity watch things that don't necessarily do much for a consumer.
No, and it's amazing to me. There are services out there that people pay $15 a month for, $19 a month for, even $29 a month, and they're just getting ripped off. You know, it's those things do so little and have so little value that it's just amazing to me that people can get suckered into those kinds of products when it's truly not a good use of their time or money.
Yeah, and they could be using that time and money doing other things when a lot of things they could be doing that they're paying for, they could do it themselves for free.
Absolutely, and a lot of those things, as you know, are not time-consuming. They're things that if you simply set aside a couple of hours a week and have some discipline in how you manage your life, those are things that you can certainly take care of on your own.
Yeah, if you're going to get your identity theft, you're going to find it hopefully in the first couple of weeks because you're watching your bank statements and checking off all your purchases from there, just paying attention and not paying interest.
Yep.
So where do you see eCredible going?
One of the things that we really want to do is that the next thing we're going to add into our service is a budgeting module because, again, it goes back to the essence of what we want to try to do is help people learn how to live a financially responsible life. And I think that a budget module is kind of a nice addition to what we're doing today. You know, today, if you use the product, when you go online and enroll, you sign up for it and you enter in all your bills. Well, you enter in everything except how much money you make. And so that's the last piece of information we would need to know in order to tell somebody very quickly, hey, if you've got these five bills you're paying every month and you know you're spending $2,000 on these bills and you're making $3,000 a month and you've got $1,000 left over, that's just a real quick, simple view of here's the money going out and here's the money coming in and how much you have left over. We're not in the business of telling people, you know, how much they should save or how much they should invest or who to invest with or any of that kind of thing. We just want to make sure that when we're asking people for this information, that they're getting the best benefit they can from that. Because I think one of the things that annoys me about online services is that if I'm putting in information that's a duplicate of something that I'm putting in other websites and I'm not getting any value for it, that's just annoying. You know, people just don't like that. It's like, why am I putting this information in here? Yeah. And so we want to make sure that in addition to creating their alternative credit report, which our members own, you know, it's their information, they get to own it, that they also get just some more benefit for that. And so that's from a product perspective where we're headed next. I would tell you from a marketing perspective where we're headed next is we really want to try to help a lot of immigrants that are trying to, you know, help themselves and be good tax-paying citizens and be a part of the economy here. We want to focus on people that will help us reach them and help us, you know, again, train them on the best way to become financially responsible. Because some immigrants, as you know, without picking on people here, I'm not trying to do that, simply come from societies where it's, you know, 100% cash-based. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But at the same time, you can't expect to come here and buy a home and be part of that part of the American ecosystem unless you're independently wealthy and pay cash for that. So they kind of need to learn the right way to build up their alternative credit history as well. And so we think that we can help those people, you know, cross over that bridge from being in the cash underground economy, if you will, over to the mainstream financial system where they are doing things like buying homes. We think that's just good for the American economy.
Amen, brother. Well, Steve Ely, thank you so much for coming on to the Money Plan SOS podcast. And I'm going to work on that one segment of their target audience, and that's getting people to be debt-free, but using this information to help them get better insurance rates or to get the cell phone plan if they're really young. That's the type of people I'm going to be reaching out to and spreading the message that eCredible is a great service that will help you instead of just relying on the data from a FICO score.
Great. Well, I was great to talk to you today and happy to do it anytime you'd like to have me back on your program.
You want to tell us how people can get a hold of you or follow you on Twitter?
Sure. Yeah. Our website is eCredible.com, ECREDABLE. So it's credable.com.
Love it.
Yeah. And Twitter, you can follow me at Steve Ely, or you can follow the eCredible, which is Tweet eCredible. Those are places. And we also have a Facebook page, of course, which is just eCredible on Facebook.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you guys because I know I'm going to be getting in there and setting up my account and seeing how it all works. It really looks exciting to me. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day, putting out the fires that you've got going on in the late meetings, and spending the time on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, after an interview with Steve Ely, you've got to know what I'm going to say. I mean, you already know what I'm going to say, right? Steve's got a great name. No, seriously. E-credible. This is the answer that I think I've been looking for. I've always been looking for something to replace the FICO score because I fight that all the time. Everybody says, oh, you got to build up your credit. Well, why do you need to build up your credit? You build up your credit so you can get a better credit score. You get a better credit score so that you can borrow more money. Well, let's go in the wrong direction. We build our net worth with money, not with credit. So whenever you hear somebody say, build up your credit, you can substitute the word credit with debt. Almost anything that you do, when somebody says credit, you're talking about debt. So whenever says somebody, you know, you need to improve your credit score, you need to improve your debt score, which is borrowing money, paying interest. It's not good for your net worth. So I wrote a post back in February of 2010 called I'm Working on My Debit Score. You know, flip the FICO score over on its back. Let's talk about it, the debit score. You know, FICO is all about, and in fact, in that post, you'll be able to see what the components are that make up your FICO score. Amounts owed, credit history, new credit, type of credit, payment history on the debt. That's what the FICO score is based upon. Well, where in there does it show that you are good at making payments other than your debts? Where does it show you pay your utility bill on time? Where does it show that you pay, you know, your child care every month or every week? Where does it show that you are good at making your payments? Because your broadband bill isn't in there unless you pay it with your credit card. You know? Anything that you want to use that has a history for showing that you are good at making payments, you get to put into eCredible. And then you can show that to any creditor. By law, they are required to consider it if you're looking at borrowing money for a car, which of course I'm not going to recommend, or getting a better interest rate on your mortgage. If you've got a mortgage at a high interest rate and you want to refinance, hey, I'm good with that. In fact, go do it now. I mean, rates are in the low fours or even below four. So if you've got a good position where you can refi, I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to push you that direction. Go for it. If it's worth doing, then do it. Do the analysis. Make sure it's worth doing. You know, wow, if the FICO score is going to keep me from getting a job, you know, there's always people saying, well, I got to have a good credit score, so I'm considered for this job. Well, if they're using the FICO score to consider you for a job, use your AMP credit score, your AMP credit report from eCredible. Just, it's the answer I've been looking for. Working on my debit score, and this is to show that my debit score is great and strong. And if I did want to go into debt, and I've got a zero credit score right now, I can walk into any creditor, and if they're going to consider, you know, lending me money on the FICO score, then they're required to take this eCredible report, because this is showing the true payment history on everything, not just debts. So this is, I just love this is great for people coming out of college because I'm going to teach people how to pay for college. And it's not going to be with student loans because that's not really paying for it. I'm going to teach people from out of this country how to get in this country without having to take on a bunch of debt to improve their credit score. I'm going to teach individuals how to remain and live a debt-free life. I'm going to teach individuals how to increase their net worth by avoiding debt. And this, of course, is one of those tools. So obviously you can tell, I'm excited about eCredible. And if we get enough people to sign up with eCredible and use eCredible's service when they need to, you know, show payment history, then the FICO score lending will just go away. Is FICO score lending easy? Well, sure it is. I mean, that's why it's used in all these companies. But you heard it from Steve Ely, who used to work for Equifax. Equifax, the credit reporting bureaus, work for businesses, not for consumers and individuals. They sell the credit reports to businesses. I mean, sure, we can go out and get our credit report from them, but guess what? You can get your credit report for free once a year. I've got video tutorials. You'll see links in the podcast, in the show notes for this show, episode 33, moneyplansos.com/episode-033. And there will be show notes, and in there you'll see some links on, there's a diagram, a tutorial, and a video, what I call a vidtorial, walking you through how to get your credit report annually for free. And it's not freecreditreport.com, so scratch it out of your mind. Bottom line, don't rely on FICO. We have other tools out there, and eCredible is great. So if you're thinking about showing your true payment history for something in the future, I would highly recommend you sign up with eCredible. I'm going to work with them. I believe in them so much, I'm working with them. Not for them, I'm working with them. They're going to have an affiliate link that I can use. So if anybody who's listening to the show or anybody that I meet, talk to in classes or anything, they don't believe in the FICO score, they want to get away from the FICO score. If you got a bad credit score, but you've been consistently doing your payments for the last year, this could help you. This could help you. If you've, you know, if for the past year you've been working on doing better with your money, then show that with your eCredible report. So here's the link. Go to moneyplansos.com/eCredible. moneyplansos.com/eCredible. Because you're able to show you're credit worthy. eCredable. Because eCredible is incredible for this. MoneyPlanSOS.com/eCredible, and you'll see some graphics there. You can click on that, and that will take you right to eCredible's website. And they've got a really cool discount feature you can use there as well. So if you want to sign up and get that cool discount feature, go there, and you can sign up for a six-month plan and save 20%. So go to MoneyPlanSOS.com/eCredible, and you'll see all the different things you can get in there, and you can get the discount, and you know what? We need to have something other than the FICO score to rely on, because the FICO score doesn't work for people like me. It doesn't work for people just getting out of college. It doesn't work for immigrants who are just coming to this country, and all they hear is, well, you need to build your credit score, so go borrow some money. And of course, they go to borrow some money, and what's going to happen? Well, you don't have a credit score, so we're going to charge you an extra rate because you're a bigger risk. Well, that's just not right. That's not right. And if you're already repairing your credit, if you're already building that payment history showing for the past year I've been working at, this might help you to get some better rates than just a FICO score, because those bad debts are sitting there keeping your FICO score down. eCredible. MoneyPlanSOS.com/eCredible.com. Go there, sign up for an account today. It's worth it. So that's the episode for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be back again next week. I haven't figured out what the topic's going to be. I think I might just talk more about the FICO score. We haven't really delved into the actual components of a FICO score. So if you're not convinced that FICO score lending is a lopsided system, I think next week we're going to shine some light on it. We're going to delve into the FICO score. And of course, what that means for you if you still believe what everybody's telling you. All right, so there it is. I think I have to write that down so I don't forget. Next week, FICO score. Hey, couple things going on in the Money Plan SOS world if you're interested. Of course, the great recovery on I-70 is going on. And it just so happens that October's lesson plan is on credit. Yes, it's about credit. All the different types of credits. We're going to be in Terre Haute on October 6th. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio on October 11th. In St. Louis, a town called St. Charles, just to the left of St. Louis on the map. That is October 19th. Kansas City, October 20th. And Indianapolis, in this really incredible room, October 27th. Now, if you're looking for personal help getting out of debt or remaining debt-free, staying debt-free, living a debt-free life, give me a call. I'd love to help. Steve@moneyplansos.com. Phone number 636-373-4818. 636-373-4818. Or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/moneyplansos. And I'd love to see you there. Y'all have a great week.